AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A day after President Biden laid out his coronavirus vaccine mandate, he spoke at a school in Washington, D.C.
I want folks to know that we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We know what it takes to keep our children safe and our schools open. And we have the tools to do it.
The president says children can be safe in schools. For the unvaccinated,
I strongly support independent scientific review of vaccine usage for children under 12.
A leading scientist in Britain behind the AstraZeneca vaccine says booster shots may be unnecessary for some people. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in New York, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the State Department, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the attacks had an impact on just about everyone.
Even if we weren't in New York or Virginia that day, even if we were on the other side of the world, it felt somehow deeply personal. And I think it still does.
Blinken says 9/11 shaped the trajectory of the country and how the U.S. engages in the world. Inflation at the wholesale level climbed more than 8% last month from August of last year, the biggest annual gain since the Labor Department started calculating the 12-month number in 2010. Hurricane Olaf slammed into the Los Cabos resorts at the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula and then drenched the region with torrential rains as emergency workers evacuated people from flood-prone areas. A Miami Beach apartment building owned by the mayor of the Florida town where a condominium collapsed in June has given his tenants 45 days to vacate the building so extensive repairs can be completed. A weather system affecting Northwest California was expected to bring dry lightning and blustery winds through early today, unleashing a risk of new wildfires as thousands of firefighters around the Lake Tahoe area have been making headway against existing fires. This is AP News. The coronavirus pandemic has had a big impact on the Black community and on those who provide final services.
You know, I just never envisioned myself looking at my father's nameplate, tombstone, or anything.
Second-generation mortician Sean Troy in South Carolina lost his father to the virus.
I guess whenever time comes, you think about it, but never thought it would be this soon.
Harry Close with the National Directors of Morticians Association says the funeral director is the most prominent individual in the African-American community.
No disrespect to my colleagues across the country. We're more intimate because of our culture base.
Sean Troy says his father's presence is still strong.
Sean, you can do this. I got you. I'm training you for this all your life. You've been ready to do this. Now's your time.
Since the start of the pandemic, about 130 Black morticians have died from the coronavirus. Ed Donahue, AP News.